It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The more I thought about that comment yesterday morning to the Greg Hill Show from Gerard Mayo,
it's pretty good.
To a question from Chris Curtis, the poor roster. Why is the roster? Why are there so many issues here? It does get into a bigger picture discussion about how the Patriots got here and how long it's going to take to dig out, which of course ties into your rookie quarterback. But what I guess I missed yesterday, or at least didn't verbalize yesterday, whose name do you think he almost said there? Because Greg is like, you almost said, what'd you almost say there? Who was that?
Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of people are going to Bill. I think there's some internal friction there where he's like, go ask Elliott. Like, he's in charge of the roster.
Yep.
That's what I feel like he was going to say, but it does speak to this blame game now that Kraft is playing, and we'll get to him, that Bill continues to play through the media. Mayo's dabbling in. I'm sure behind the scenes, Elliott Wolf and others are playing that same game. And it's ugly. It's a bad situation. We now realize that. How bad are they and how long is it going to take to dig out is something we could talk about here all day long.
Yeah, I looked at that more as an Elliott Wolf thing and maybe even a Kraft thing and not so much Belichick. Like, Belichick's gone.
You think he was about to say, go ask Robert?
Yeah, and the reason I say that is another thing that he said on that show months ago was the burn some cash line. We love that line. Funny line. Great line. Then he had to really walk it back. Right, that was one thing that we all kind of agree he probably got called into the office on that, being like, hey, why don't we not talk about burning cash?
Talk to Mr. Kraft, come on.
Because then if we don't, then things don't look great. We don't want to be the, what was the Tom Warner line, full throttle?
Yep.
We don't want to be the full throttle line, burn some cash line, then have it blow up in our face. So it could be a couple of things, right? I'm sure Mayo, when he took over the job, knew that the team was bad. If you're going to let Bill Belichick go, you know that the team was bad. You had to kind of bottom out. So he's inheriting a four-win team. But outside of Drake May, because he's only started one game, who's the best player that Elliott Wolf brought to the Patriots this year?
Exactly. Outside player, I mean, it's probably Gibson. That's not saying much.
So Antonio, you might be right. I don't even know the answer because I think the draft class is very much TBD. You know, Jalen Polk is not trending in the right direction. Javon Baker is not even on the field. You know, the offensive linemen are hurt. So it's not really a great class to break down after six games. But none of the free agents are doing anything. The offensive linemen aren't working. The defensive play, like who they bring in? So I would look more at Elliott Wolf. All I do is re-sign guys that Bill had already had.
It's true. And a big picture discussion about improving the team. We can get into it here all day long on Jones and Keefe. But
ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Another team in the division just improved. The Raiders completing a trade of star wide receiver Davante Adams to the New York Jets.
Whoa!
Now back with his good friend Aaron Rodgers, writes Ian Rappaport, as Las Vegas moves on.
How about that? Davante Adams, you know, it's funny because they get rid of their coach, and Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with that. Actually, he's pretty steaming that you'd even suggest that. So, but then they lose last night. First place was on the line, though, last night. So as bad as it ended up looking, and that game was a slog. It was hard to watch with all the penalties and everything else. But they lose that game. They're 2-4. It's, what, 3 straight losses now for the Jets. But we always kind of knew that they were probably the top choice for Adams and a team that would be willing to do it. You know, Derek Carr got hurt for the Saints, and maybe that crossed them off the list. And I don't know if anybody else really appeared as true suitors for him. I think Adams is still a stud. And I think this is a good call by the Jets because this is their last chance. They've already committed to Aaron Rodgers for the season. Like, he is their guy for the year, for better or worse. So now there's zero excuses. They're giving him a guy that he has chemistry with, a guy that can complement Garrett Wilson, and like the two of them I think are going to be really good. Like, call me crazy, and maybe I've taken the cheese too much on the Jets, but I think this is a great move.
Okay, so Rap Sheet initially said it's a conditional third rounder. He's corrected that, unless he had a typo. It's a conditional fourth rounder that can become a second rounder based on performance, is his latest tweet. He initially said third rounder. So it's either a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, it's a conditional fourth rounder going to the Raiders that can become a second based on performance. So I'm sure that'll come out later in the day, whatever the performance incentive numbers are. Do you think this is good? Like, you've been so down on the Jets all year.
Yeah.
But does this change your mind at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be more in on the Jets based on this. Yeah. I know we're going to talk more Monday Night Football later on. I thought the Jets would at least show up last night and win that game at home on national TV after firing their coach. I was wrong. Thank God the 12-leg parlay guy. Who was that? Matt Lunenberg?
Yeah, Matt Lunenberg, who's in the Twitch chat already. Right. Congratulations to him, by the way.
Congrats on for not listening to me, listening to yourself, and keeping your parlay because he won, what, $4,000? More than that?
$4,800.
$4,800.
He bet 3 hams.
Nice.
$30 bet, 12-team parlay, which is outrageous. That's outrageous. Like an octopus plus 4.
We're talking almost 10 PS5s.
Yeah, he's going to be swimming in PS5s. I'm very jealous. So congratulations to Matt for winning that. But, yeah, I mean, Legatron missed two kicks, yep, and they lost by 3. So, I mean.
So, but I guess my point is I believed in the Jets in that spot last night. I never really believed in them. But, sure, Davante Adams makes them better. Of course he makes them better. And so I would just ask, was it worth the Patriots giving up a 4 that could conditionally become a 2? Would it be worth? Would he come here? I don't know, but would that have been worth it to give up?
I would have done that.
Me too.
I don't. He might have nixed it, but I would do that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I think. I guess my point is that's a fair cost and what seems like a relatively low cost.
Uh huh.
Because if he's hitting on all of those incentives, the 2 is going to be worth it.
Uh huh.
So yeah, I think that's a reasonable cost. I wish the Patriots at least asked. We still have no reporting that the Patriots even called about Davante Adams. That doesn't mean he would come here. That doesn't mean he'd approve it. That doesn't mean he would want to come here.
No.
But I'd still like that report that, yeah, we called, we asked, and he said no. I'd still like that report, which I'm sure we'll get any day now that he's in the division on the Jets.
I was going to say, we'll just wait for that. Because I'm like, well, if we don't hear that, then I feel stronger that maybe they really were interested in Brandon Ayuk because that at least got out there. Even money, it got to a point where money got out there. And if they were also interested in Adams, then it's like, all right, now you're just interested in everybody. Like, now you're the Red Sox. Like, yeah, yeah, of course we want to. Ah, just missed him. Like, ah, too bad. Like, he didn't want to come here.
So Schefter is saying it's a third and a second, which to me makes more sense. That's what Rap Sheet said initially.
Yeah, usually you don't fly up 2
right.
rounds
so,
based on
it's,
that.
It's either a 3 or a 4 that can become a 2.
I would do it.
Same.
Regardless of what it is. Now, their pick is going to be higher, you would assume, than the Jets pick. But whatever. You know, like, that's... So I think you could have gotten it done for the same thing. I don't think you wanted to haggle too much. Do the Jets make the playoffs? They're 2-4 right now.
I don't want to spoil the tears later on about an hour from now, but yeah. No, I don't feel like they're going to make the playoffs. Right. And as of this morning, their win total in Vegas would agree with that. They are...
But they just got Davante Adams.
That's true. Like, I mean, look, it might skyrocket up, but it's 7.5 at last check. Their win totals. That is not a playoff team.
8 is not going to get it done. No, I don't think so.
Even if they hit the over, I don't think 8 is getting them there.
But right now, not to go like deep dive into this whole thing, but right now the current 7 seed, right? So the 7 teams make the playoffs. The 7th seed is the Colts at 3-3. So like 2-4, you're a game back of the Colts. Like, I feel like the Jets, as awful as the start has gotten
off, they should be in the mix.
I think so. Yeah. I think the rest of the way they will be.
I hear you on that. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Davante Adams dealt in the division to the New York Jets. Should the Patriots have been in? How does that change things in the division after the Jets lost last night on Monday Night Football? We can get to that at 617-779-7937. You can text the show 37937. A lot of other ways you can interact. You can send all your bets to us on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith, like Matt and Lunenberg
did. Seriously.
Again, congrats to him. You
maybe
can
send us those ahead of time so we can get in on that sweet action as well.
Give us an idea maybe before it starts next time so we could ride shotgun there. You can also watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, get in the Twitch chat with Matt and Lunenberg, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. So the Jets are getting better, I think. I mean, we agree on that. The Jets are getting better.
So. Yeah.
How do the Patriots get better? How long will it take for them to fix the mess that they're in? Because, Keith, even if you like Drake May and you like what you saw out of Drake May, and we do, and we wanted the Patriots to go to it earlier, we were excited about Drake May, he exceeded our expectations. Even if you love what you've seen out of Drake May, you can still acknowledge this team is going nowhere fast. How do they turn it around? How quickly can they turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Drake May has to be great. That's sort of an obvious one. I think they're going to need to hit on some of these draft picks from the last couple of years. So the Elliott Wolf first draft class, and then the last Belichick class, which might be better than the previous two, right? Like the previous two or three even might be why he got fired, because that catches up to you. You know, if you have a bad draft class right away, all right, you don't have a very impactful rookie class, whatever. Like not every team does. But then if those guys don't develop, if those guys don't get better, if you're just cutting them loose or you're not playing them, then it obviously catches up to you. But if you look at Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, and even Marte Mapu, if you want to throw him in there because he's been playing a lot the last couple of weeks, those are your first three picks from 2023. So they're all in their rookie deal. Then you have Drake May, Jalen Polk, Caden Walls, whatever, if you get into that. If those guys are good, I think it puts you in a decent spot because some of those are really premium positions, right? You're talking about a starting corner, like a number one corner. Not a lot of teams have one. I don't think that they feel that good about. The left tackle and the offensive line and a stud wide receiver are the obvious answers, but also the correct answers. And whether that is through the draft, next year, free agency, trades, all three, that's what they need to do. And, I mean, unfortunately, you got to play out this season without those guys and sort of see where it goes, and hopefully everybody else around you can improve to the best of their ability. But without a stud left tackle, wide receiver, the ceiling's only so high.
Does how they perform this year change their approach in free agency for you? Like, I have no idea what their plan is.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're a two-win team versus they're, like, a 7-win team, which is on the high side, but just play it out.
It's aggressive.
They're a really garbage, worst team in the league versus they're kind of middle of the pack and a team that looks like they got better. Does that change your approach in free agency, or should they be in on Higgins regardless?
Yeah,
they should be in on a big ticket guy regardless because they need players that bad.
So I think they should be in regardless, and I think 9 times out of 10, if you just spend the most money, you'll be able to get those guys. I do think it'll help if Drake May has several more throws like he did to Booty, like to Pop Douglas. And so whether it's a trade or whether it's a free agent, if they see that and they say, oh, at least I'm going there and playing with a quarterback. Like, I think if T. Higgins sees that versus if he saw, you know, 2022 Mac Jones and was like, man, you're going to have to pay me a ton because, like, I'm not going to be able to really show how good I am with that guy. I think Drake May can help swing that. And I think a guy like, you know, a receiver paying them that kind of money, I don't think they really care if you have 2 wins or 7 wins because in their head they're thinking, well, if I'm on the team, like, we'll have 10 wins, right? Like, it doesn't really matter where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And I just think the league, we see it all the time, last place to first place to last place, that kind of thing. So regardless of the win total, they should be super aggressive. You can't tell us that you're saving money this year against the cap and all that and then also not spend it again next year. So I think regardless of the win total, you're looking for, like, individual improvements and like development from guys like Drake May, but no, you should be throwing some big cash around and be, you know, really aggressive in the draft as well. Like the next year's offseason, there's no excuses. Like, you got to be all in on these
guys. So this is how I feel too. It's like, how long will it take to fix? I guess that depends on your definition of fixing things. Like, how long until they're a Super Bowl contender? I don't know. But how long until they're competitive again? It better be next year. Like, if you have the quarterback, and we're 1 start in, but Drake May looked impressive. If you have the quarterback, you better be competitive next year. Like, so go out and be aggressive in free agency. If you have to overpay for players, so be it.
I mean, the last opponent
go do that.
Is kind of the blueprint.
100%.
Yeah.
They were competitive year one. They were in the playoffs. They were winning rounds in year one. But okay, fine, that's too aggressive.
But even if you want to say they built it up, like, they had to tear it down, right? Nick Caserio gets there. He's got nothing left. He's got to get rid of Watson. Has no picks even in his first go-around. But then they started to get the O-line. They were also able to trade up. So everybody talks about C.J. Stroud, as you should. Same draft, they got Will Anderson. So if you have the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year, like, okay, that's a pretty great start.
It's a fast
turnaround. That's a good place to be. So you hit on a few other positions as well. And then it becomes a little bit of a destination. And so all of that worked together. Because I'm not going to say, just because it was Stroud and D'Amico Ryan's first year, they had struggled for a few years. The guy picking the players was still there. So he was kind of getting things as best he could in place. And then it kind of hit, you know, 100 miles an hour as soon as you got Stroud.
So how did the Patriots get here? And the jumping off point is Jerod Mayo yesterday. Why are there so many holes on the roster? I don't know. Go talk to, I'm not going there, actually. Who is he talking about? Is it Kraft? Is it Bill? Is it Elliott Wolf? And how long is it going to take to fix the situation the Patriots are currently in? And that's even acknowledging they might have the guy at quarterback in Drake May, which is a big question mark. How long is it going to take to fix this thing? To me, they better be competitive by next year. And the way to do it is figuring out how to get free agents or players via trade like Davante Adams. How do you get them to want to come to New England? And again, if you're just tuning in, Davante Adams traded to the New York Jets for a, it sounds like, third round pick. According to Adam Schefter, that can conditionally become a second rounder. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.